South Sudan Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elia Lomro announced the change yesterday during a press briefing about the end of the current transitional government.
I want to point to the national security law, where there was apparently a disagreement on section 54 and 55 pertaining to arrest with or without warrant have now been agreed by the President and the First Vice President, and those will be scrapped.
Activists say security officers used that provision of the law to torture, harass and intimidate people and welcomed the decision to scrap it. Susie William, who heads the non-profit National Alliance for Women Lawyers, says the decision to scrap the provision of the law marks a positive step forward toward upholding the rule of law and access to justice.
It is significant in a way that the right of the people will definitely be restored back, and it will be, guided by the principle of rule of law, by the provision of the Constitution, and the principle of human rights as well.
Edimonia Kani, Executive Director of Local Rights Group, Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, says doing away the provision of the law that allowed security agents to arrest people without a warrant demonstrates the government's commitment to embrace democratic practices in the country.
Some of them just feel like it's easy to pick anybody, any suspect, without respecting the law. And in the process of picking somebody, because of that power, sometimes human rights abuses are registered in terms of torture, harassment, and intimidation.
Yakani says some activists have witnessed members of the National Security Service abusing their powers under the old law.
It empower our National Police Service now to perform their duty in terms of arrest, in terms of detention, and that also help us to at least make sure that because of these facilities of detention that by then were owned by National Security Service may reduce. So we appreciate our leaders that this is the political will, this is the political attitude change that we have been calling for.
Wane Steven, a member of the South Sudan Bar Association, says arresting anyone without a due process or a warrant is illegal because it restricts a person's freedom of movement.
I'm glad that, you know, this has been scrapped off. But again, it is still a bill, you know. So I'm looking forward to see how the parliament is going to deliberate on this specifically. And if indeed the final bill that is going to be passed.
The 2014 National Security Act is among bills that should be reviewed and amended per the revitalized peace deal. Lomro says several bills were passed and signed into law by President Kiir, but other laws, including the Security Act, the Mine Action Bill, the Petroleum Act, and the Anti-Corruption Act, among several others, are undergoing review. For VOA News, Zamwake Simon Wudu in Juba.